We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to see Loco?
Hochman Crowder, Loco Hour. Somebody texts in, I was all happy for you guys moving to a new studio. Now I'm feeling bad for you. At least you two can find the humor in it. Well, I will say, I was looking for a cold drink. I went out to the vending machine out there. It takes Apple Pay. I mean, that's a pleasure.
It's hard to sell, but it's still nice.
That's a pleasure. Somebody says, yesterday was Epcot, today Glenn. Hawks on a rampage.
You had a tough weekend, bro. What's going on?
I don't know where the anger's coming from.
Football season brings it out of you.
Football season brings it out of you. Two nights away, this hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. 2 days away. I asked you I guess they played Thursday last week, but I asked you a couple days before preseason game one, you know, what are we looking to learn? What are we looking at? What about for Friday night? Anything new, or are we just looking for Josh Rosen? Like, is there anything different that we're looking at? See, maybe if Preston Williams can continue what he did week one?
Progression.
Yeah.
The offensive line was getting destroyed, starters and backups. Like, I saw what's the boy's name, Shaq Calhoun?
Yeah.
Get run around like he was sitting still. Like, I saw some holes there, some inefficiencies there. So let's see them get a little better. See if Preston Williams, who now should get a lot of earlier reps after doing what he did, put him in with the ones and see what he can do. Put him in earlier and see what he can do.
I saw from the beat reporters that are up in Tampa, he was returning punts today. They've got him returning punts. This guy might become the next great all-around offensive and special teams threat that the Miami Dolphins have had.
It's funny that remember we were talking to OG and he did the numbers for us. And he started saying, hey, you usually keep five receivers.
Right.
The other guys have to play special teams.
Would seem like there would be a little battle at the end there between Allen Hurns and Preston Williams.
So you have those two guys. Hey, let's see what Preston can do on special teams so that he can contribute if he is the fifth or sixth receiver.
Right, but if he looks like he can be a future number one, why risk injury, right? Because isn't that where you're –
I mean, OJ McDuffie used to return punts.
Yeah, Wes Welker at his Pro Bowl, I mean, there's, he was all pro returning
punts.
Isn't
it different now where, like, you're trying to, you know, keep your potential stars, future stars
I
from injury?
So.
Solana, I would say he cut me off.
He
I
just turned your mic
him.
Off. Bro, he did that to me yesterday.
I'm going to smack your mouth now. Nobody wants to get smacked in the lips. Right in the lips.
Just working out the kinks back.
I don't understand. Well, I mean, it's pretty easy, though. Mic one, mic two, mic three.
It's
like
all three of our mics are next to each other, so when I try to do it without looking down at the board, I click the wrong one. It won't happen again. My bad.
Solana.
Well, you can't say it won't happen again because it happened yesterday. Yeah, that's cute. that was funny. That was funny.
Got to pop him in his lips.
That was funny. But that's like, can you not work the remote control of your TV without looking down at it? Like, how long did it take you to gather that? Like, I mean, you know, the buttons are all next to each other. It's just one remote control. So you can't work that without looking down?
Yeah, you don't want me near the remote control on Super Bowl Sunday. Papa.
All right. Okay.
Shopping Network.
What were you saying about him after we got rudely interrupted there?
Tyreek Hill returns punts, and he's a top three slot receiver in this league. Deion Sanders returned punts. Like, if you got a guy that can do it, bro, put him back there. That could be a game-changing play. So play special teams and offense. That's what the great players do. That's what they're supposed to do. If he's great, he should want to be back there with the ball in his hand.
Oh, I would say most receivers, first of all, would love to be returning punts or kicks. Like, that happens to be, like, and I know injuries, that's a fair concern. But, you know, and again, if you had invested Antonio Brown money, then you're not going to have him return punts unless he's Devin Hester, you know, unless he's got a history of it. But, yeah, guys like Preston Williams, yeah. I mean, they're dying to do that.
Go back to 2005 after they gave Ronnie Brown $50 million. They had him back there returning kickoffs because he was big and can run a 4.3. Why not have a 225-pounder running downhill that's fast as all get-up? You just use who you have. Like, that is a job. People want to, you know, yeah, offense, defense. Special teams wins games. Y'all, as a Kane fan, you got to understand that with Devin Hester. Devin Hester was not a great receiver. He was not a great defensive back. He was average at best at a position group.
Hall of Fame special teamer.
He changed games, therefore changed seasons with a couple returns a game. That's what you got to do. So, yeah, no, if he can return them, return them, bro. If Jakeem Grant can't do it and Preston's better, put Preston back there.
Here's some of the tweets from Joe Shad today from the Palm Beach Post. For those of you that haven't been able to pay attention to the joint practice today, he says, Kenyon Drake and guess who are not practicing
Devontae
today?
Devontae Parker. He's paper thin, man.
It really is crazy. Like, it's crazy. And now you got Preston Williams showing out, and he still can't get onto the field. Kenyon Drake and Devontae Parker not practicing today. Drake was spotted in a walking boot. Joe Shad tweets a follow-up. The good news regarding Kenyon Drake, despite being in a walking boot, his injury is not considered structural, so it could be worse. Then he tweets, Josh Rosen to Preston Williams. Rinse and repeat. I would like to see that plenty. He says, Isaiah Ford has had a nice Dolphins camp. Miami is really deep at wide receiver. They could afford to trade one. I haven't even thought about that. You talk about keeping five receivers. We haven't even put Isaiah Ford into the mix there. He was on the practice team, practice squad last season.
I think
he spent most of the season on the practice squad.
But even with Devontae, I'll bring it back to normal life. The person that has bronchitis in January, then in February they have an ear infection, in March they have tonsillitis, in November the person that's just always sick. There's guys that are always injured. There's guys like that. Anything happens, it's a big issue. They're never hurt. They're injured. Hey, my toe hurts. Okay, is it sore? No, it's dislocated at the third knuckle.
You know, you saw it on Hard Knocks. I didn't see episode 2 last night, but the first episode, who was that dude from Last Chance U?
Ollie, whatever.
Yeah, Robert Ollie or something like that. I forget what exactly his name was. But, yeah, he just had, like, a couple knick-knack things. And then John Gruden made an example of him. He's like, yeah, you can get him the hell out of here. Like, he's not even going to therapy with the trainer. Like, But, yeah, you're like, certain guys are just nicked up.
And you got to do it. It's a thing. Jason Taylor actually made it famous with the Dolphins. I know it's been said before, you can't make the club in the tub. If you're sitting up in the ice tub getting stem and ice all day, you're not helping us win. You're actually taking up time of the trainers that could be helping actual players that are going to contribute that year. I don't think Devontae's to that part where we're wasting time rehabbing him. But I can't say he's not sneaking close where the Dolphins at some point are going to have to say, you spend more time with the trainers than you do in receiver meetings. We need to move on.
Joe Shad, a few more tweets from his observations of practice today. Mark Walton looks to be a really, really good number 3 NFL running back for the Dolphins. So it would look like they've got Drake, Ballage, and Mark Walton would be their 3 running backs. He says, Kalen Ballage has looked like a monster today with Kenyon Drake's sidelines, size, speed, and power. He is a big dude. If you haven't seen Kalen Ballage up close, he is a big dude.
I kept calling him Jerome when I met him.
You thought?
I thought he was a linebacker.
Yeah.
It was him and Jerome Baker. They're same complexion, you know what I'm saying? They came in at the same time. When I went and talked to the rookies, I was talking to him like he was Jerome Baker, and he's just smiling and laughing because Jerome looks like a tailback more than he looks like a tailback. He's a big fella.
Then Joe Shad tweets, you could tell Brian Flores is a fan of how Kalen Ballage practices. Couple other tweets. Mike Evans got behind Xavier Howard on a deep TD pass from Jameis Winston. Cornell Armstrong, nice pass breakup at the goal line. Dolphins go to a 7 defensive back look against the Bucs, and Jamal Wiltz intercepts Jameis Winston. So there's a little look at the joint practice today.
And that 7 DB set is the 100% New England Patriots stuff. We don't have a defense. Our defense is doing what you can't contain. If we had to put 8 DBs and 3 linemen, whatever it takes to win the snap. That is 100% Patriot way, and that's what Flores. Whenever you ask them about the defensive scheme and they're all skittish on, you know, little office on trying to tell you what their scheme is, their scheme is whatever's going to win, whatever the best defense against this offense this week.
How about this? I'm just looking. I haven't looked at the article yet, but here's the tweet from Joe Shad with a link to the article. Miami Dolphins' Minkah Fitzpatrick is playing in the box, but says, quote, it isn't best suited for me. Fitzpatrick's mom says the Dolphins are using him at strong safety to suit the skill set of teammates, not his.
His mom said it.
His mom said it.
He needs to call home.
I don't know if you've ever told the story. Certainly not while we've been on 790. Tell the story of your mom, and then when you got to Florida, when you got to University of Florida.
No, when I got to at Florida, she was in high school. She ran the coaches
in high school. She said what she wanted, and she looked out for your best interest.
I was at I've told the story before. My 3 years at the school I was at, we were 4-6, and we had a parade of Sebrings go around the school. Because 4-6, we haven't won 4 games in 1 year in like 10 years before that. So we are not a great school, but I was an All-American. So my mom, therefore, had more pull than anybody in the school. So she would tell the head coach, she would come down
on
the field.
They couldn't lose you.
They couldn't lose me, and they couldn't upset her, because then, therefore, they would lose me, not just physically, but if they lost me mentally, they'd be in trouble. So she would do whatever she wanted, talk to the coaches, talk to the players, however she wanted. When I got to Florida, she used to give Charlie Strong and Ron Zook hell. I got hurt in Jacksonville, the world's biggest cocktail party. I sprained my foot. My mom beat me to the locker room. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars home stadium. There's no way a mother should be able to run around that stadium like it's her house. She was in the locker room by the time I got there, already talking to the doctors about my foot. Once I got to the league, I had to have the conversation with her. Now, this is professional. This is a different thing. Nick Saban doesn't want to hear from you. George Edwards, who was my linebacker coach, you know, Dom Capers. Like,
don't talk to the media and don't talk to the coaches.
There's no reason for your name to come up on anything. And she was, you know, it wasn't hard to do that. She understood it. Now it's a professional. Now it's a professional level, and I'm getting paid to do this. This isn't a coach that told you, I'm taking my son under your wing like college coaches do. So we had to have that conversation. Minka needs to have a conversation with his mom.
Well, I haven't read this in advance. Yes. What Joe Shad wrote in the Palm Beach Post. Minka Fitzpatrick can play everywhere, but he isn't happy with where he's being asked to play for the Miami Dolphins right now. I'm not 215, 220 pounds, Fitzpatrick said Wednesday. So playing in the box isn't best suited for me, but that's what coach is asking me to do. I'm going to go out there and practice my hardest. I might lose some of the matchups in the box, but I'm going to try my hardest. The coaches know what my skill set is, though. I talk to them. They know I can cover. Fitzpatrick has most often been playing close to the line of scrimmage in the middle of the defense. Fitzpatrick had success at free safety, boundary corner, and nickel corner last season as a rookie. With Rashad Jones and TJ McDonald missing time due to injury, Fitzpatrick has played what could be labeled strong safety, while Bobby McCain handles free safety and Eric Rowe often plays outside corner opposite Xavier Howard. You just gotta do it, man, Fitzpatrick said. If you resist it, you're not going to play well. If you think about playing somewhere else, you're not going to make the most of your position. I can go out there on the outside, but they're still trying to figure out. It's week 2 in the preseason. We still have got some time. We just got to trust the process. The reason Fitzpatrick was asked how he's being utilized is that his mother, Melissa, replied Wednesday morning to another tweet criticizing Minka's play. Melissa tweeted, maybe it's because Minka is not a SS, strong safety, and is being used to suit other people's skill set, not his own. But, you know, let's keep ripping him because we know it breaks your heart to do that. Asked about that tweet, Minka said, she's always going to have my back. She's my mom. She has my back all the time. I get that, though.
But you shouldn't respond to,
you're right.
Was it Omar Kelly? Don't respond to him.
Right,
it
was probably just a fan ripping Minka Fitzpatrick. I think she's just responding to a fan,
okay,
and then one of the beat writers sees it
and got it. But why? Like, to be honest, I heard somebody's feeling. I heard it. Why would Minka's mom go beneath herself? The starting safety, corner, nickel, dime, whatever they're gonna put him at for the Miami Dolphins, one of the only 32 in his position in the world. Why does your mom need to respond to a fan?
I kind of did it to Glenn Geffner, though, for Will Manso today. So I don't know if I'm best suited to take this side of the argument.
And to be honest, Glenn shouldn't have responded to you. Glenn should respond to us. As I am now, I'm a radio guy. I know I'm an ex-Dolphin. When I criticize guys, I would be ashamed of them if they respond to me on Twitter. When I talk about the linebacker play, I've been very critical of Jerome Baker, Kiko, Raekwon McMillan, very critical of the front, the offensive line. Who the hell am I? Make your GM, your head coach, your OC, your DC happy. You don't need to make beat writers and fans happy, especially not in anybody that's just talking trash. Their job is to criticize you. You should not go beneath yourself to do that. That's the conversation he has to have with his mom. Don't get caught up.
That's what they want.
Because,
that fan,
because
that
you,
fan,
you respond to a troll, then I've got to talk about it in front of the media, and then all of a sudden it's a headline for Joe Shad that he's not exactly happy where he's playing.
You're giving them fodder. Importance. Yeah. But you're giving them importance. Like the texters. The texters that text all the nasty stuff and want us to read it on air, I purposely don't read it on air. I respond back to them. You want to be me when you grow up? Stop being jealous. What have you accomplished? Because now it just eats them up inside. I'm not giving you any credit. All I'm doing is questioning you between me and you. They want credit. Like, Minka needs to talk. And I believe all athletes, like, tell your parents Lonzo Ball is the one that, you know, everybody knows, the famous one. Dude, you're giving them more credit than they will ever have in their life by responding to their criticism. He has to tell his mom that he's a young guy. You know, he's coming in. This is the first time he's been criticized. We've praised him, you know, all year. And that's not even a criticism. Because for him to be able to go in the box at his size is honestly, I want to praise him
to go
down in the
right,
box.
That's actually a great trait for someone his size.
And it's funny how you said it when you were reading it. He's played boundary corner. He's played strong safety. He's played free safety. He's done all that successfully for his rookie year. What if they just want to see him in the box so he has a better understanding of the defense?
Right, and now's the time to do it.
Rashad played linebacker. We've heard about Bobby McCain. He got paid. Bobby McCain got his big check playing nickel corner. Put him back at safety. Why they put him at safety? What if they just want him to learn the safety position to make him a better nickel corner? You don't have to read that much into it, and especially respond to a damn egg, a dude in his basement living off his mom and dad on Twitter. Don't respond to those people.
Hockman and Crowder are taking all the stations, Papa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.